One more bit of Washingtonia today. Three new appointments. One brings new brains to the energy department that probably needs an infusion of energy. One seems to be a workaround for the current budget chaos. We got a new head of the Office of Management and Budget to be confirmed. And the airhead at EPA is nominated to head that agency. Literally, the longtime head of the Air Quality and Radiation Office, Gina McCarthy, will face confirmation and take up the Obama mission of confronting climate change. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd, Gina McCarthy, take with that one first.
Gina McCarthy at EPA. Now, as you mentioned, she's a former clean air official. She had a big hand in the fuel efficiency standards, raising those fuel efficiency standards on cars. And what she's facing, John, is the broader fight. You know this, over climate change. President Obama, in his inaugural address, made it clear he wants to address this in his second term. And as EPA chief, Gina McCarthy would be at the spear's tip on this fight. Now, the administration has reiterated a threat it had in the first term, which is Congress, if you can't find consensus on climate change, which they never did in the first place, we will regulate. We will regulate carbon and greenhouse gases from here in the White House, which means from the EPA. Now, Gina McCarthy, interestingly, will also have another important role. A lot of people, including the energy nominee, who we'll talk about in a second, think that natural gas, read fracking, is an important bridge from getting off coal and getting to renewables. Renewables aren't here yet. They need 10 to 15 years before they're ready for market in terms of price. So everybody's into natural gas, right? Well, fracking, John, is dirty. The EPA is going to have to regulate it. There's hundreds of billions at stake. Gina McCarthy at EPA, who is a believer in natural gas as a bridge to renewables, the Obama administration, the White House believes in this too, will have the most important role in deciding how to regulate fracking. The environmentalists, I think, are resigned in realizing that natural gas is part of the, a huge part of the portfolio for the next 20 years. Gina McCarthy is going to have to find a way to regulate it properly to find a political consensus.
But is she going to be head-butting with the new appointment, who remains to be confirmed, Ernest Moniz at the Energy Department from MIT?
Not necessarily head-butting, because Ernest Moniz, who is also a longtime energy official, physicist from your alma mater, John, MIT, Office of Technology and Science at the White House as well, is one of the main public proponents. He's known around Washington, gives a lot of wonky think tank talks, comes before Congress, testified several times last year on this idea of natural gas as the bridge to renewables. He's a big believer in getting to solar and wind and other renewables as a way to replace coal. Everybody's against coal here, and you're going to see the coal state senators come out hard against both these nominees. It doesn't mean they will be able to stop them or that they will even really try, but there's going to be a lot of proxy fights about climate change, about these changes that the Obama administration says they want to make. Will they raise utility rates on regular people in a struggling economy? That's the refrain you always hear. You will hear it in Ernie Moniz's confirmation hearing as well as Gina McCarthy's.
All right, Ernest Moniz from MIT, not my alma mater. I had an appointment up there, but thank you for reporting.
I get that wrong.
Well, it's, you know, I'll get in trouble if I say I went to MIT and didn't, that's for sure. Gina McCarthy at the EPA being bumped up to head the agency. Sylvia Matthews Burwell from Walmart at the Office of Management and Budget. She runs the Walmart Foundation, a nonprofit philanthropy operation. A good choice to head Office of Management and Budget. And what does that even mean in the sequester days?
A high-profile job. OMB makes her White House budget director if she's confirmed. They say in Washington, you know, the Senate Democrats have not passed an official budget document in 4 years. That doesn't mean much in terms of writing the checks, but it does mean a lot in terms of budgeting and putting your governing philosophy and sort of political financial philosophy on the table. The House has done it, the Ryan budget. Remember that? Well, the White House is going to be clashing with Congress on broader budget issues. On sequestration, yes. But, John, as you mentioned in the last segment, $85 billion small potatoes, they still want to try to cut the debt by $1.8 to $2 trillion. Sylvia Matthews Burwell is at the front of that effort.
It's all about priorities and articulating them. Three new appointments in Washington. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.